question was asked, if we have 9 people and there's a child, can we make a minyan with a child holding a chumash in his hand? So we'll read the Shulchan Aruch.
Chumash or Torah?
We'll read the Shulchan Aruch. Siman nun hei siv danin. Yesh matrin omal davar shebikdusha. There are those who would permit a person to say something of holiness that requires 10 people. And he's quoting over here Tosfos that quotes Rabbeinu Tam and quotes Rav Haigon. It's also quoted in the Baal Amar and Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi. There are those who would say you can have 9 v'tzeruf katan shu yoter mi ben shesh. If you adjoin to the 9 a minor who is above the age of 6, he's old enough that he knows the concept that Hashem exists, who we're davening to. The great halachic commentaries did not accept this opinion. The Ri, the Mordechai, Hagos Maimoni, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, the Rambam, the great halachic authorities did not accept this opinion that you could connect a minor to 9. Mm-hmm. I'm skipping to the Rambam. Ve'afilu al yedei chumash shebiyado en nitzavo. And even if he's holding a chumash, that doesn't make him qualified to join the minyan as a 10th man. So Shulchan Aruch and Rambam are very clear. Miu, the Rambam adds. But, however, yesh nagin la'akel b'shat adchak. The Rosh, the Mordechai, the Agos Maimoni, they quote that there are those who are lenient b'shat adchak. When it's a time of dire need, they would be lenient. So, the Levush, the disciple of the Rama, writes that he never saw anyone doing this, even in a shat adchak. However, the Mishnah Brura writes, the custom in our days is they do this. They let a minor with a chumash join. But they only do this in order to hear Baruch Hu, to say Kaddish, because that's obligatory. But you can't say the Kaddish that's after Aleinu. There's no chiyuv to say that Kaddish. And the Mishnah Berurah says that many achronim say you shouldn't do this. The Chayyadam, the El Yerabah, many achronim say you can't do this even in a Shat Adchak. You wait till age 13. So those who want to do this have what to rely on. You see that the Mechaber didn't like this. The Ramah didn't like this. But the Ramah quotes it. Initially he says even with the Chumash you shouldn't do it. Then he says there are those who are Mekel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a minhag that you can't deny. That in his day, he says, even though many achronim don't like it, but at the end of the day, there is such a custom, at least for Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Yeah. So that's...
Would you do it?